Blog Talk Radio.
Elite Personal Coaching. Coaching for success, building strategies for personal growth, maximizing your ability to achieve your goals and live your dreams. Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to my Lunch and Learn. You know, today is actually Valentine's Day, and we want to say happy Valentine's to everyone and send out a lot of love. Today is a good day to take a moment and tell someone you love them. You know, what is love? What is your definition of love? You know, when we think about love, we think about giving of ourselves. And we think about not only the love of each other, but the love of what we do, the love of our country. And today we actually have on Danny Lane. We're going to be talking to Danny. He's got a new book coming out. He's a martial artist. He's actually in our Who's Who in the Martial Arts book. So, you know, we definitely want to support our alumni and making sure we get the word out about who they are, the things they're doing, and finding out how we at the American Martial Arts Alliance, how we can support them in all that we do. And we look at Danny's book, and it is coming out, and his book is titled Some Gave It All Through the Fire of Vietnam. And we're going to take and talk to him today about his book, but we also want to discover his martial arts. He's had a long background of martial arts training. And, hey, Danny, welcome to the call.
Jesse, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I really appreciate you having me on your show, and thank you very much.
Well, you know, before I get into the book, which looks really great, you know, when you first posted back here, I guess, a week ago, and I saw the cover, I'm going, man, that is a great-looking cover. You know, the book, the cover itself, looking like it's a book that I just wanted to pick up and begin to, you know, read about and, you know, discover, you know, your story. I always loved, I love history. I love knowing about the things that, you know, that's happened in the past. One of those places that, you know, we lost a lot of soldiers there. A lot of martial artists came from that era. And so this is going to, you know, this is going to be good. It looks like it's going to be a really great book, and I want to know a little bit more about it. And I know it's not released yet, but it's going to be releasing, and we want to bring you back on when the book releases. But with today, it's sort of like a pre-show to let everybody know that the book is actually, you know, coming out. So, Dan, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about you. How long have you been studying the martial arts?
Jesse, I started in 1968 when I went into the Marine Corps. So this year it's 50 years.
Wow. First in the martial arts is just a moment. But, you know, for people that are listening, say, my God, you know, these guys are grandmasters. They've been studying all their life. And that's what the martial arts is really about, is learning about, you know, the study, you know, of the martial arts. And, you know, what it brings forth, because in our life, we know when we study the martial arts, it really empowers us to do things, even as you're doing right now, as the book. Tell us a little bit about, you know, who did you start training with and some of your training background?
Well, like I said, I started in the Marine Corps, and that's part of the boot camp training, is we study hand-to-hand combat, which is basically judo and jiu-jitsu, also knife fighting and, you know, how to use a bayonet on the rifle and things. And, you know, they prepare the Marines going into battle with limited techniques, but, you know, proven combat, I guess, battlefield techniques that they taught us. After I got out of the Marine Corps, within a couple of months, which was in 1970, I joined the police department. And so I was sent to the police academy, State Police Academy, where I learned more jiu-jitsu and applied it to my police techniques. And then about a year after becoming a cop, I met a Korean master in a coffee shop when I was on duty one night. We started talking, and I was fascinated with Korean Taekwondo because I had done operations in Vietnam with the Korean ROC division. And on the downtime, I would see them practicing, doing kicks and things like that. So I was pretty fascinated by that. So I started training with Master Kong and become one of his students. Eventually got a black belt after about a year of training. He and I opened a chain of six schools, and over the next 7 or 8 years, you know, we had developed a very big following here in this area. Probably around 1978, I broke off from the Taekwondo Association because I went into professional kickboxing when TKA got pretty prevalent and very popular, and I wanted to expand my training into kickboxing and open karate tournaments. So I went out on the circuit, started kickboxing professionally. I also did open tournaments, fighting on the circuit with Bill Wallace when he was a champion, and all the guys out there, Keith Vitale, all the top champions, Flem Evans and guys, and I was out there trying to learn and make my name into Black Belt Magazine like everybody else. And a mutual friend of mine in 1980 told Chuck Norris about me and gave him my number. And so I got a call, and on the other end, they said, is this Danny? And I said, yes. And he said, well, this is Chuck Norris. I said, yeah, right. I mean, who are you pranking? I really didn't expect to hear from Chuck, but at that time he had only released, I think, the Octagon. It was about the time that he called me, and he said, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about you. I want you to come out to California and train with me. So in October of 1980 is the start of our relationship with Chuck, and I flew to California. Chuck and Aaron picked me up at the airport. We trained for a week. He showed me what his organization was about. I went to one of his black belt tests, and at the end of the week, he asked me to become part of his organization. So that was in 1980. So, you know, you fast forward to now, which is, what, 38 years, I'm still with him in the United Fighting Arts Federation, and we now call it the Chuck Norris System.
Wow, that's really impressive. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, as you said, it's called Some Gave It All. And if you just think about the title, you know, some means everybody that served over there, giving it all is means their death, but not just necessarily their death, because they give their mind, they give their body, they give their spirit, everything on the battlefield. So, you know, there's a saying, and it's part of the book, that not everyone that lost his life in Vietnam was killed there, and not everyone that came home from Vietnam ever left there. So if you think about that statement, so many people that lost their life in Vietnam, you know, wasn't killed there. But just as many people, and more so, according to statistics, had killed themselves since they come back. Now, there's 58,220 veterans listed as killed in action in Vietnam, but there's statistics show that probably maybe twice the amount, maybe up to 100,000 Vietnam veterans have committed suicide since they got back for different reasons. So my book is about my Marine missions in Vietnam. We take you inside the foxhole on ambushes, into Laos when we're blocking the Ho Chi Minh Trail, into the action like never really put before in print. And you know, he was able to recreate my recollection through my squad, which are still living, part of my squad. Also, with the archives of the Marine Corps, I was able to get into unclassified documents now that show what we were doing on a daily basis. And I was able to recreate, you know, more than 300 days of combat that I was in Vietnam. But the other thing is, on coming home, when people really, they leave their mind there, a lot of veterans come home, you know, physically and in their body, but their mind stays there. And, you know, for the last 50 years, and particularly in the last, you know, a couple years ago, I was going through some hard times. I've been suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, which is basically battle fatigue, they used to call it after World War I and II. And, you know, and I have, you know, bouts of anxiety. I have bouts of depression. And, you know, I've been to veterans over the years. And veterans, you know, they want to medicate you. They want to do this. They want to do that. And it really didn't work for me. But, you know, my wife and I were talking, and she saw the pain and anger that I still carried every day. And then she just said, you know, why are you so angry? And I said, I don't really know. I just am. So, you know, I had this chip on my shoulder. I had this pain I was still carrying, even, you know, after 40 years after I got back. So, you know, she said, well, you have to find a way to let it go before it destroys you. So, you know, we prayed about it, and she said God could forgive me, and I prayed daily about it on forgiving for the atrocities I committed in war and the atrocity I saw and witnessed, you know, because we killed men, women, and children in villages that, you know, they were innocent people. But, you know, inside those villages were the NVA and VC had set up. So, you know, it wasn't something that was intentional. It was something that had to be done in the course of war. But it's something you never get out of your mind on you know, blowing up innocent people just to get to the enemy. And, you know, we had to do a lot of things over there, and it really comes forward in this book on the atrocities we did, the survival mode that we were in the jungle, sometimes on missions for 93 days, sometimes in out of the country, sometimes outnumbered and outmanned. So you'll read that in the book on all these missions that we went through. So when you come home and you're used to killing people in a free fire zone and you're used to doing whatever you want and there's no rules, you have to abide by these rules. And I know when I got back into California, I was still 20 years old, and I wasn't even old enough to drink a beer. So I remember when I went to a bar in Oceanside, California, waiting to be examined by some psychologists, which they do with combat veterans, they threw me out. They said, look, you're not old enough to get in here, kid. So I said, well, you know, something's wrong with this. You can go to war. You know, you can give your life, but you're not even old enough to drink a beer. So that stuck out in my mind a lot.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty amazing. So who's publishing the book for you?
The book is being published by Made for Success Publishing in Seattle, Washington, and it's going to be distributed by Ingram. Ingram is one of the biggest book distributors in the world, Ingram Content Group. It will be available in softback book, e-books, Kindle, and also there will be an audio book as well. So they're releasing it on May the 1st in appreciation and remembrance of the National Military Appreciation Month. So that whole month, there's different military functions that's going on in our country. So Ingram wanted to release it on that particular day. It will be on Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble has already ordered 350 advanced copies of it. It'll be available, like I said, in softback with a cover. They can also get an autographed copy from me and the other co-author if they go to our website and do a pre-order. So that's who is distributing it. Made for Success is a Christian-based company, but they also publish a lot of other biographies. They're very good in what they do. So we signed a contract 2 years ago. This book has taken 2 years to write, to get it right, to get it perfect as we could, go through all the details and verify it, and also come up with some pictures I never knew existed. There's actual pictures of us in combat that I didn't know existed when I contacted one of the members of my squad, who is in the book quite a bit. His name is Sator Karas, and he's from Greece. He was a Greek immigrant when he enlisted in the Marine Corps, and he was 19 years old, just like I was when we went in. So you'll see a lot of pictures of us and a lot of information about the Greek, we called him, in this book.
Okay, great. Can you give us a sneak preview into the book?
I can, a little bit. You know, the little bit of brief description of it is a highly decorated Marine fights the hardest battle of his life, 38 years after he returns from the Vietnam War. As doctors rush to save his life, his unbelievable journey in the abyss of Vietnam unfolds, giving you a front row seat to the intense action, courage, sacrifice, and survival he and other Marines endured.
Wow, so this is a true-based book, you know, based upon the combat experience in the Vietnam War. Wow, this is going to be impressive, Danny.
The war experiences and the missions are the backstory to the real story. The story opens up present day, actually 12 years ago, 2006, with me suffering a tremendous amount of stress, flashbacks, and really dealing with things emotionally. I mean, it had come to a point at that time, 38 years after my return, everything come down on me. I walked away from home, ended up on a road track looking at an Amtrak about to run over me. So the book opens up present day, but as the doctors are rushing to find out what's going on in my mind, you're going back and reliving my experiences in Vietnam.
Wow. What made you decide to write the book now after all these years?
I needed closure, and my wife saw the pain that was still in me and struggled, and the only way I could get it out, she suggested, is write it out. And I had a student that bought my videos, and he was studying the videos, and he was an author, and he and I got to talking one day, and he sent me some of his books, and I said, well, I have this story about Vietnam. I'd never really started writing it, but I kind of opened up with him about my experience. He said, that would be a great story, and I'd like to tell your story. And his name is Mark Bowser, and he's the co-author of this book. He said, I've done publishing, done deals with publishing companies before. So he had done books with Made for Success, so he presented the idea to them, and they signed us to a contract. So you'll be hearing Mark is telling this story in the book. He's telling my story in a second person. And you're reliving, he's telling the story as what I'm doing. So it's kind of unique the way it's told. And he's a very good writer. He's very descriptive. But, the story is compelling because, the takeaway on the story in the book is, first of all, I mean, once you read the book, if anybody ever had a doubt that God existed, you can walk through the fire of Vietnam with me in this book, because with death constantly around me, God protected me and led me and brought me home when 58,200 other soldiers died there. On a daily basis, I mean, there was somebody being killed beside you. I mean, people you didn't know their name. I mean, it got so routine that, you wonder how much the mind can take. The second takeaway is, a lot of people say war is hell, and that's for true. But, surviving for most of us can be worse. And that's why so many veterans kill themselves, not in just the Vietnam War, but the Iraqi War and Afghanistan, what's going on now. Sometimes the things they see and have to do are incomprehensible to the average person, even psychologists. And it's just hard to deal with. That's why they turn to drugs. They go into deep depression. And sadly, so many of them, take their lives. The third part of the book is I'm trying to show the sacrifice, dedication, survival that a warrior, a soldier, goes through in the abyss of war. And also the suffering, pain, and guilt that we have to carry after. That would give the public a greater appreciation for veterans instead of saying, look, I thank you for your service. They don't really know what that means. I appreciate it when I hear that, but, a person that's never been there can never know what that person has went through. And finally, the last takeaway would be the book also encompasses my life as a child. When I was a child growing up, I used to play with green plastic army men. I dreamed of being a soldier, but also dreamed of coming home as a hero to a parade. And so, I took that dream and went through, as a teenager, and I become homeless as a teenager and kind of helped raise myself, and that's why I joined the Marine Corps. But one of the other takeaways is you can achieve anything you set your mind to. If you work hard enough, you're disciplined, dedicated, and you sacrifice, you can rise to the top and overcome those obstacles and achieve greatness.
Wow, this is going to be a great book. We definitely want to support you through the American Martial Arts Alliance. So when the book is out, we're going to make sure all of our alumni, our members, that they are aware, of the book and definitely want to support you with this. How can our listeners order the book and get more information?
Well, it's pretty simple. They can go to somegaveitall.com. There's a preview on there. There's all kinds of acts of valor where some of our unit was awarded the Medal of Honor and were killed in action. There's the Battle of Way. There's several battles on there that I put that of Marines that's in the book with me. like I say, there's ordering information. You can pre-order it. It goes into our database where they'll be shipped the book on May the 1st. But now they can get a preview. They can read, you know, a sample chapter. They can also see all the professional endorsements. There's a lot of information on Some Gave It All, so they can get all the information they need right there.
All right, great. Everyone, we've had Grandmaster Danny Lane on our program today, giving us information about his upcoming book. And, Danny, again, we definitely want to get you back on our program. So as you're scheduling your book signings, your interview, please remember, you know, keep us on the list. Let us know when it's coming out, because we want everyone to support you. I think this is very important. You know, these are things that our soldiers are going through every day. And, you know, we're sitting safely at home, and we really don't know what they're having to experience in these life and death situations that they're having to make experience, you know, a decision on. So, you know, please keep us informed, and anything that we can do, let us know. In that, everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. You've been with my Lunch and Learn. We've had Grandmaster Danny Lane on. And, hey, listen, we look to see you next Wednesday.
Get ready for the 2018 Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends Awards Banquet coming up in Washington, D.C. This year, we're going to be releasing a new book, The Legends of the Martial Arts, Who's Really Who. We'll be having special guests Linda Denley, Cynthia Rothrock, Dan Servins, Dana Abbott, and a host of other legendary martial arts coming in to celebrate with us. Also, you will be having the Capital Classic Martial Arts Championship hosted by Grandmaster Dennis Brown. This promises to be a weekend that you will never forget. On Friday, we kick off with seminars. We have a business seminar with Grandmaster Lawrence Arthur featured in MA Success Magazine. He'll be giving you all the information you need to get motivated to open up a martial arts business or how to make it really successful. We're going to even be launching the Zen Mind Body Mindfulness Instructor Certification. Nominate someone that you think that their story should be told and published in the Legends book. Remember, who's really who in the martial arts? Tell us your story. Go to our website, whoswhointhemartialarts.com, or give me a call, Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, 919-489-6100.